about Chisora and White. Is yes. this a fight that was necessary in the division? Is the fight the main? About Chisora and White. Is yes. this a fight that was necessary in the division? Is the fight the man wanted, or is the only fight available the title's been clogged?
I think that it's the fight the fans want. The first fight was one of the best fights we've seen. It's a very risky fight for Dillian White because he doesn't have to take it. He could just sit there and wait probably for the Joshua fight. But he wants to fight Chisora. You know, he felt like it was a great fight. And I think outside of the championship fights, this is the best fight for both guys. Both guys are coming off the back of a career best performance. Dillian against Parker and Chisora against Takam. So I think it's going to be a great fight.
So thank you very much for your time.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Boxingboys.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. We're back to discuss a British pay-per-view showdown. A brawl to settle it all. And U.S. fight fans will get to watch it for their $10 a month on DAZN. We're talking about Dillian White versus Derek Chisora. The rematch is set for December 22nd. Dillian White and Derek Chisora will meet in what most UK fans are calling a highly anticipated heavyweight match. American fans wanted Luis Ortiz versus Dillian White, whether in the UK or on the Wilder pay-per-view. But this fight between Chisora and White will take place on the 22nd of December at the O2 Arena. It will be live on Sky Sports, box office in the UK, so you would have to pay your 25 shillings. And U.S. folk get to watch it for $10 a month on DAZN as part of your application subscription. The date marks just about 2 years since the last fight between the two. Some calling it epic, some calling it a little tougher than what it should have been for White. We will discuss that. This is exactly what we're going to be talking about. The announcement, this fight, the style matchups, and obviously the elephant in the room. Did White duck Ortiz as Ortiz offered him a slot on the Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder pay-per-view as part of the undercard, which would have made that amazing? White turned it down, offered Luis Ortiz a spot on this very same card, but the contract never came. Instead, it was Chisora that got the call. Let me head on out to my co-host, Mike. Gross.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and miss. Two to stand over. Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in. Boxingwizards.com.
Yo, what's up, baby? We're back with another one early in the morning. It's early. It's kind of early. Not really, but it is what it is. Man, shout out to my guy Cass, man, in the fucking chat, bro. You are a fucking extra funny. This guy is fucking funny as hell. But Dillian White, Derek Chisora, I mean, 2016, was it? Yeah, 2016 fight of the year candidate. A lot of people had different opinions about who won. It's not the fight that I wanted to see, but again, me, Ben Michael, and me understanding that the business side of things when Eddie's trying to push that fight for AJ in April, it would make no sense for him to risk a Luis Ortiz versus Dillian Whyte right now, because in most people's mind, well, I think in majority's mind that are looking at that potential matchup, are picking Ortiz right now. Now, next year, who knows? He could get a little bit older, but this is not the fight that the fans wanted to see. I can't say all fans. Maybe the British fans wanted some kind of closure to it because they feel like it was such a great fight. But the fans over here in America, we could have done without it.
Really? Well, let me see if I can't get this straight here. So Luis Ortiz was offered to be on this card. And that didn't take place because, according to Eddie, it's too dangerous, right? Like, you don't want to take the dangers of a Luis Ortiz fight when you could just sit around and wait for Anthony Joshua. But I'll play the audio again because I don't want to mislead.
About Cesaro and why? Yes. Is this a fight that was necessary in the division? Is that the fight the man wanted, or is the only fight available the title's been clogged?
I think that it's the fight the fans want. The first fight was one of the best fights we've seen. It's a very risky fight for Dillian Whyte because he doesn't have to take it. He could just sit there and wait probably for the Joshua fight. But he wants to fight Cesaro. You know, he felt like it was a great fight.
Sit there and wait probably for the Joshua fight. So if we have to believe Eddie, Dillian didn't take this fight because he didn't take the Luis Ortiz fight because this fight is a bit safer when you're trying to remain a viable opponent for Anthony Joshua. And he says, you know what? Hats off to Dillian Whyte because this isn't a pushover. He could just take an even easier fight and wait for his opportunity at Anthony Joshua. So what happened to all the talk of Joshua facing Wilder on the 13th? And what's wrong with Whyte facing Luis Ortiz and the winner get Joshua on April 13th instead of keeping Whyte in the winning column, finding him punching bags so that he could remain in the willing column until April 13th. I mean, wouldn't it build more excitement if Whyte, the beloved, you know, countryman favorite, goes in there facing Dillian Whyte versus Luis Ortiz? He puts it on the line versus an American television fighting guy, a common opponent with, you know, Deontay Wilder. Even if he comes up short, the public now wants to see AJ take out Luis because he did it to his countrymen. Like, how is that not a good buildup? But for fall backwards.
First thing first, let's address the Wilder for April 13th real quick. Now, we all know that Wilder has come out and said that he has no intentions of even negotiating until after his fight. And we heard Eddie come out and say, hey, we need time to promote the fight and make it as big as possible. So we need you to sign before December 1st. Which is not going to happen. So with that being said, Wilder has come back out and said that he don't even want to even entertain that April date. So that's why we're taking Wilder out right now. Let's wait till after the pay-per-view and see how that goes. But as far as King Kong and Dillian Whyte, now look, I'm of the mindset that I believe that King Kong would beat Dillian Whyte. And Me just trying to do like a triangle theory real quick. I've seen how Povetkin was touching up Joshua in that fight. And if he gets in the ring with King Kong and King Kong is motivated how he was against Wilder, it's going to be a tough fight for Joshua. And Eddie may not want to go down that road right now.
Let me just throw this other elephant in the room. I watched both Chisora Fury fights back just a couple hours ago. Now we're good, whatever. I just finished.
Watch what fight back?
Tyson Fury versus
Chisora. Okay. Versus
Chisora, both 1 and 2. Tyson Fury beat the brakes off him both times. Like, beat the brakes off him both times. Second time, he shut his eye, cut his shit, and made him quit. You know what I mean? His corner threw in the towel. Chisora tried to protest, but only enough to look like a fighter going out on his shield.
Mm-hmm.
Factor in now that Dillian White went life and death with this guy. I'm not understanding. And I know fighter A beating fighter B doesn't equal fighter C losing to either, but damn, it makes you think. Fury made it look easy. Chisora struggled. Excuse me, Dillian White struggled.
Yeah, but one of the biggest things that you got to take in consideration is Fury, the fucking reach advantage that he had against Chisora. I think that played a big part in that fight.
Well, we've heard Timothy Bradley say on telecast that he loved being a shorter fighter, and he's only lost to guys his size. He never lost to someone taller than him.
But heavyweight division
looks like a liar. Bro.
Heavyweight division is different, man. You got to look at Fury.
That argument is crazy, you know.
Crazy with a guy. I weighed another guy by 30 or 40 pounds.
Oh, you mean the outweighing part because there's no limit.
I mean, because it's power. I mean, like, if a guy's 6'9 and another guy's 6'3, you're going to say that 6'9 guy is going to weigh more and probably going to have a heavier punches too.
Now, there's rhetoric amongst the chat, message boards, forums, things like that, that Ortiz priced himself out. Now, I spoke to Jay Jimenez, the manager of Ortiz. They never received the Luis Ortiz versus Dillian White offer for the O2 in December. They received three offers for different fighters not named Dillian White. So I don't know where this he priced himself out comes in at, but let's just talk about that.
That makes no sense.
No, but let's just talk about it. There's audio, plenty of videos out there that will show Dillian White, Chisora, and Eddie Hearn on one interview, and all of them together trying to negotiate the fight. Eddie tries to stay out the camera saying, you don't need me. You two guys need to negotiate and agree and come to terms. So then, you know, they ask each other, so what do you want? And Dillian tells Chisora, you know what I want, you know? And Chisora says, what do you want? He says, so Dillian says, you get 25%. So Dillian, Chisora says, I get 25%. All right, how about I do you one better? I give you 5 million, a check for 5 million euros, and we walk away.
I'll take the motherfucking rest, like whatever. Yeah. Like, I'll take the gate or whatever.
Yeah. And Chisora said that. Dillian White agrees to it. They shake hands. And then all of a sudden, Chisora's pricing himself out, allegedly. You know, there's another interview. I believe I have that one. I got that audio, maybe. Where, you know, the fight is only 1 million euros for Dillian.
Okay, yeah.
You know, so again, if it's 1 million euros, I mean, let's just round that up. Let's say it's $1.8 million.
Plus pay-per-view upside.
All right, still not $2 million US. You know? So how could Ortiz price himself out?
Yeah, I don't think that Ortiz priced himself out. Like I agree with you. Like you talked to his trainer or whatever. I don't think those guys were even
manager.
Your manager. I don't think those guys even got a real offer because, looking at it, he's not going to get any pay-per-view upside from the Wilder Fury fight, in my opinion. I don't know this for a fact, but just giving my opinion. It wouldn't make sense for them to give him a pay-per-view upside for fighting Travis Kaufman. But for the Dillian White, I mean, they could have gave him like some kind of 30%, 35% and gave him pay-per-view upside. There's no way that he was going to be offering, I mean, asking for more than Chisora.
Well, I mean, look, he obviously didn't price himself out because the fight is made between Chisora, right? He, you know, even though he tried to come with the 5 million up front and, you know, because, you know, Dillian told him, like, I'm the A side. He told him in his face in that video. I just watched it. He told him in his face, like, I'm the A side. You're getting 25%. But look, man, I don't care how anyone sees it, perceives it, interprets it. Luis Ortiz offered him the fight. Dillian White replied with, fight me on my card. No contracts. Nothing came. You know, other than three offers for non-Dillian White fighters. So to me, that's a duck. I hear Eddie. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, we need this guy. We need this guy to be available for April 13th as an option. But they got hella options. They got the Dillian White option. They got the Pulev option. You know, they got the Zilly Zhang Bang option. There's options all over, bro. All over.
So let me ask you, when you talk to his manager, are they still offering him a pre-fight deal? Because, you know, a couple weeks ago, it came out that Ortiz was supposed to be signing with Eddie Hearn for a three-fight deal. And I haven't really heard anything much about that lately. But I think, see, I'm just of the mindset that I want these fighters to get as much as they can. If he can get more money with signing with Eddie, then I think he should do that. But if he can get that pay-per-view fight with Wilder after Wilder wins, then he should do that. But have you heard of any of them still signing Ortiz?
Nah, I haven't talked to Jay. I mean, he told me to fly in Monday and Tuesday, and I missed that. You know, we're on Thursday, so I'm 2 days late. But let's just, you know, touch on some of the comments here by Benjamin Franklin. He says, so White ducked Ortiz, but Wilder doesn't duck Whiteness? No, Benjamin Franklin. Unfortunately, you know, I guess you guys on that side of the pond have fewer brain cells. But the last I check, you can't duck when you're fighting up. You know what I'm saying? When you're fighting up. So when the person you're fighting is better than the person you're allegedly ducking, it's an oxymoron. You know what I mean? It's impossible. You can't duck someone if the person you are facing is better, right? That's like, Anthony Joshua's ducking Huey Fury, but he signed to face Kerbret Pulev. You get it? Like, Pulev is better. How could he be ducking Huey? Just addressing some of the moronic statements in the comment
section. So, in layman's terms, what you're saying is by taking the Chisora fight, White is ducking
Ortiz. No, that's what I said. Not layman's. I said that. In my opinion, I'm receiving this as a duck.
I'm just trying to make sure the sheet.
When your promoter says it in audio that you need a easier fight to remain available for Anthony, I mean, the writing's on the wall. It means nothing else. Now, obviously, we're going to get the weirdos that...
What about the people that are saying that Chisora and White do more pay-per-view buys over in England than Ortiz and White?
Bro, last I checked, the people in the chat that are predominantly from the UK who just want to coddle their fighters are only worried about dollars, pricing out, pay-per-view buys, because they don't want a real fight. Me, as a fight fan, even as a reporter, journalist, podcaster, whatever you want to categorize me as, a YouTuber, I don't get a split of nothing Deontay makes, nothing Dillian White makes, AJ, Earl, Terrence, nobody. The only way I make money is if I work. So I worry about me. Fight fans need to do the same fucking thing. But the problem is they don't want to do that because they need excuses. They need to make up reasons why Dillian White shouldn't be fighting Ortiz, because the obvious that it's a great fight, that it's the number one and the number three, you know, or the number two and the number three going at it, that's not good enough reason for them. They rather worry about money.
Y'all worrying about money too much. Why is y'all worrying about what's in my pocket?
Get the fuck out of the next man's pocket. Worry about how much you got to pay for this shit pay-per-view across the pond, fucking weirdos.
So it's a shit. So hold on. Let me ask you again. The fight back in 2016, you wasn't entertained by it?
Bruh, let me ask you something.
Ask me, baby. Let's go.
What fights just went by in the last couple months? Name some fights off the top of your head, because I'm drawing a blank. My weed is over.
We got Jose and Crawford.
Okay, Jose Crawford. Do you want to see that again? Do we need a rematch?
It wasn't that. It wasn't like...
No, we could do this fast. You don't want a rematch. Keep going. Bro, we could go down all the fights this year, and very few deserve a rematch. Motherfuckers is crying in case Wilder does a rematch with Ortiz. You telling me that Derek Chisora versus Dillian White deserves a rematch? And the only thing Chisora's done in 2 years. No, hold on. The only thing he's done in 2 years is beat Carlos Takam.
Honestly, yeah, I do think the fight deserved it.
No, of course you do, because you're fucking optimistic, Mike. No, half full Mike. It's all good. I'll be the villain. I don't give a fuck.
But not at the expense of Ortiz, though. But I do think that the fight, Don Charles said today that both men, when they fought in 2016, it shouldn't have been a winner or a loser. And I tend to agree with that. I thought that fight was a draw. So I feel like
let's settle a rivalry which does nothing for the division. The only winner in this is Chisora. He gets a payday, and if he wins, he moves up in the rankings.
Absolutely.
Dillian White, this is a sidestep. This is a sidestep. He doesn't go forward. He doesn't go backwards. This is a sidestep. If you cannot agree to that, there is something logically wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. You're not a real boxing fan.
Sidestep. Yeah, a little bit. Real quick, we got a super chat from Larry Merchant. Real fight, like Wilder, 41 fights? These guys.
Here's my reply. You butthurt. You butthurt. Wilder fought Ortiz and is fighting Fury, and you talking about 41 fights. The sweat, we can hear that shit trickling down your face. Feel me?
So, I mean, okay, so let's just play hypothetical. So what if Chisora wins this fight? Is that a showdown? Is that something?
If Chisora wins this fight, that would be my response. Because you know what? If you lose to Ortiz, people was like saluting you. Like, yo, you a G, my dude. Yo, you a G. Yo, that was, yo, man. Yo, you official. You lose to White. They're like, damn, you washed up. Yo. You washed up. Oh, shit. Dillian White. Oh, shit. He lost to Derek Chisora. Come on, bro. It's not the same.
And the American fans will come out and say, you are who we thought you were.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm about to purposely Google Chisora. And now I'm going to give facts. I'm going to give how many losses, how many wins. I'm going to give his age. Let's do it.
Let me ask you a real quick question, though. How did you feel about the whole David Haye and Chisora like working together in the press conference and stuff? Like,
I mean, listen, whatever gets Chisora the most money that he feels he deserves. Chisora is 34 years old, which is not too old, but he is shop worn. He's got 229 rounds boxed.
If you had a homie that smacked you with a glass about 10 years ago. And 10 years later, say, hey, man.
Doggy. I say this all the time live on air. All my ex-co-hosts could come back. And if ain't about a dollar, what the fuck is 50 Cent, B? I'm only about money. I ain't got nothing. Listen, if Chisora could get with Hay and get that money right, well, let him get that money right. You see Pacquiao's with Heyman now. Ain't no hate. It's all about that dollar sign. But you want to talk about facts. Chisora lost to Fury twice. Robert Hellenius, who Dillian White already beat. He also got spanked by Vitaly Klitschko. Then he got knocked out by David Haye. Then he lost again to Tyson Fury. Then he lost to Pulev. But then he lost to Dillian White. And then he lost again to some dude I never even heard of.
He fought him in down in Monaco. That was a bad fight.
Oh, this actually Anthony Joshua's star partner.
Yep,
star partner. Let's get Jeffrey on the name. For respect.
Dude was boxing the shit.
Ajit Cabell beat Derek Chisora. So we're talking about seven losses, okay? Right? So now let's just go back. So after he lost to the up-and-coming prospect that was 15-0 at the time, He gets another fight with someone I can't pronounce, so we'll get Jeffrey. Now, this guy literally looks like any one of our Pullmans, Gardeners, the bag boy, but we'll get Jeffrey to pronounce it.
Zachariah Azuzi.
Okay, so he fights him, who's 14 fights, 3 losses, 2 draws. Gets that win, gets put on the undercard of Joseph Parker, Dillian White, faces Carlos Takam, gets a knockout win over Carlos Takam, and he's back on a pay-per-view in a big money fight. Okay?
But Eddie does this all the time, though. He recycles like his fighters and throw them on pay-per-view. Like Dave Allen's gonna be on another pay-per-view coming up here soon.
Dude, being on a pay-per-view and being the main event of the pay-per-view is two different things.
True. Absolutely true.
Different things. Just the bottom line. You know, there's 12 other people on BoxRec ranked ahead of Derek Chisora, you know? Dillian White on BoxRec is ranked number 6 beneath Tyson Fury, Gerald Miller, Alexander Povetkin, Deontay Wilder, and Anthony Joshua.
Brazil?
Brazil is underneath Dillian White.
And WBC? Yeah.
No, this is just world rankings on BoxRec. You know that there are a point system, but they're fairly right. You know what I mean? They might be off by a spot or two, but Joshua being number 1, Wilder being number 2, that's fine. Povetkin, it's arguable. You know, should Fury be there? Should Gerald Miller be there? Should Dillian White be there as the number 3 heavyweight in the division? All very arguable. Tyson has a case that he should be ranked above all men because he's undefeated and he beat Chisora, who obviously White is doing a rematch with. But then White can say, well, I beat, you know, Joseph Parker and I've been active, where Fury hasn't been active. It's impossible to rank him above me with the 2 fights that he does have coming off of his inactivity.
I got to defend Dale Boy, though, real quick, man. You bring up his resume. With the exception of that fight with Cowbell or what the fuck his name is.
Yes.
Those losses aren't bad losses, man. Vitaly, David Hay, Pulev.
So what are his secondary wins then? If you're saying that he always is, what do you call it? Always the prom date, never the prom king, right? So, okay, where's his B fighters at? Like Dillian White, right? Dillian White hasn't... Let me tell you, Dillian White, well, let me tell you what I mean, because there's a lot of slow sheep in the chat. So Dillian White hasn't beat a world champion, current world champion, but...
Former.
But Dillian White's resume is good because he's beat former world champions. He has B-level wins like Joseph Parker, Lucas Brown, Robert Ananias, right?
Big Baby, put that shit to rest. I'm glad Big Baby said...
That's another argument. Let me just finish here, right? So now, Derek Chisora's secondary win is who? Carlos Takam, that's it?
A guy who went 12 with AJ. And he knocked out, so I'm just saying.
Okay, but dude, when that's the only secondary win that you have, there's something wrong. You know, like the last secondary notable win is like Malik Scott or Kevin Johnson. Like it's either, for this dude, it's either straight up tune up who has 10, 14 fights with 20 losses and then come back to a big name fight and just wing it, or nothing. Like there's no medium for him. Like Dillian has a medium. You know, if you talk shit about Wilder's resume, he has a medium. Like, there's certain level of guys. And like, there's no Gerald Washington's here. There's no Duopies here. There's none of that here. You know what I'm saying? It's just, dude, you like Peter Edwards. Look, 9-8. He just fought him in 2015. How you fighting dudes 9-8-4? Chilling. Look, 2015, 13-3. 2014-2. 2017, 16-0. 2017, 14-2-0. Like, shameful. Damn right shameful.
Are any of those fights coming off a loss?
It's not even, look, dog, these are... I'm sure they're coming off a loss. That's what the fuck I'm telling you. That he comes off the loss, fights a straight-up tune-up.
Mm-hmm.
Not a Jason Wellborn. Not a Jason Wellborn, my man. He fights a straight up 4-2 fighter.
Bro, hold on. Jason Wellborn is not something to like be bragging about. Like
my man, who the fuck is better? Jason Wellborn with his resume or this guy, Robert Flip Porvic, who's 4-2?
Jason lost twice.
My man.
Can
four,
I finish?
Four to Tommy Langford.
You don't even know who fucking Tommy Langford is.
I do know who Tommy Langford is. He was in a fight with Chris Eubank and pulled out. That's how I know him. That's all I need to know. But what you need to know is it don't matter. He got more fights boxed, more rounds boxed than this guy, Robert Flip Porvic. Come on, bro. Does the experience mean something? That's like me and you saying that you more experienced than me. I at least spar, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't take away his experience. Like, this dude has more, Wellborn has way more experience. Look, it is what it is, bro. I'm not the one paying for this shit. I get it as part of my subscription. Motherfuckers in the UK need to be burning Eddie Hearn's house down selling this shit on pay-per-view.
They always burn them. We got a super chat from Larry Merchant. Den Wilder rematch Stavern. Who the fuck is he?
No, Wilder did not rematch Stavern. Larry Merchant, I'm so glad you paid to say that dumb shit. Last I checked, it was mandated. Last I checked, he paid him $600,000 to fight a better opponent. Dummy, but you paid to say that.
You suck.
Something that Joshua was not willing to do with Povetkin.
My man, at least when you super chat, make sure you write, is all I'm saying. But anyway, let's open up the phone line, see if anybody cares.
Tell the truth.
When you call in.
Tell the truth.
When I pick up.
Tell the truth.
When I go to you.
Tell the truth.
If you a sheep.
Let me ask you one last question before we go to callers. But real quick, if you're listening right now, go ahead and smash that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. And if you really want to help us out, you can go over to the Boxing Voice /affiliate sponsors and click on one of those links. We have a link with Amazon. It costs you nothing. All they do is click on that link and just go shopping normal. And they give us a little kickback. Also, we have another sale on our merchandise, 18% off the whole store. So just check us out, man, and support the best way you can.
Oh my God. So Sofman Dan, I don't even know how to pronounce your name. We're just gonna call you Sophie. Sophie says, yo, Ness, tell the truth. You know damn well Washington and Duopaz ain't notable wins. Or excuse me, he said notable names. Meanwhile, Big Baby Miller, who's undefeated, and Eddie Hearn project is being praised, and that's his biggest win. Go ahead, Mike. I'll wait for you to tell me who is better on Big Baby's resume than Johan Duopai. Mind you, he didn't stop him. No, he went 12.
No, but yeah, I would, man.
And the only blemish on Duopai's record comes from Pedvekin, who tested positive and
2 day notice. It was 12 hour notice.
Bought him with sneakers on.
Yeah, with Asics. But real quick, man, I was
athlete's feet because he couldn't wear his boxing shoes that day.
To be honest, bro, I went blank. I started thinking about Doomy and shit. I know it's kind of weird. You said Doomy does the blue apron,
and yeah, I went. That's crazy. No, that's crazy. They said, yo, Big Baby is shit. Meanwhile, he calling AJ moms out for a date, and AJ ain't setting the record straight. But he's shit.
And I'm glad Big Baby
meanwhile, AJ could do a motherfucking U.S. pay-per-view with Big Baby, do his American debut, and have the backstory that he's trying to take his mom on a date, but he's shit. Sure. Live body. Listen, Big Baby's a problem for everybody, Wilder included. I've told him, if you can't stop him, you can't stop him. That's just the bottom line. I'm in everybody's gym. That dude trained like a welterweight. That's all I'm saying.
I talked to Eddie Mustafa Muhammad. I talked to Eddie Mustafa Muhammad yesterday, and he's training what's the heavyweight name again? The Big Baby fighting
Bagdon Dinu.
Yeah, Bagdon. He's training him, and I asked him like, what are you guys going to do with a 300-some pound man that always comes forward? He said, shit, move, get out the way.
He ain't getting out that way. He's so big. He's so wide. Like, people don't understand how big he is until you see him.
I don't.
The gym. Bruh, this dude legs are the one leg is
whole torso?
Two of my arms.
Damn.
I'm telling you, bruh. I'm telling you. You'll see. You'll see. Listen, he want Dillian White. So Dillian White is cool. He got this fight. He got around Luis Ortiz, but let me tell you, Big Baby is re-signing with DAZN. He signed to Eddie Hearn. He's vocal. He ain't Luis Ortiz who don't know English. He ain't Wilder who got bigger and better things ahead of him. No, Dillian White is a target. He went to get this WBA belt, which is just a regular, but for whatever reason, he says the check will be better with it. Now that he got that fight, because I ain't putting my money on Baghdad Dunu, I'm putting my money on Big Baby Miller to squash him. That Romanian going to be made cabbage cheese when he's done with him. And then let the call out begin. When Big Baby wants you, he coming for you. And Miller could run. Excuse me. Your boy White could run, but he ain't going to be able to hide. And the beauty is, motherfucking Miller, yo, Eddie is working with him right in his mind, bro. He's like, yo, I want an English muffin, and I want him in the UK. So he's making it easy. And he said, if Dillian White ducked me, then I beat up Derek Chisora. But I guess Chisora ain't going to be able to get him, you know what I'm saying? Unless whatever. But he want an English muffin. You know, he calls them English muffins. I call them sheep. Let's go to our co-host coming in the UK.
Oh, we know who it is.
And the main thing we cannot forget is I am the unified heavyweight champion of the world.
Dillian White, Derek Chisora, Big Baby Miller, Joe Joyce, you can all have me, Dominic Brazil, whoever else is in America too, all of it.
BoxingWiz.com.
Robbie Rob. Robbie Rob.
Yo, you there?
Robbie Rob.
Got that Metro PCS over there, huh?
Hell yeah. Rob. All right. Text me when you're ready, buddy.
Anybody on Skype?
Yeah, well, that he is on Skype. But let's just go ahead and open up these phone lines. We talked enough. And you know, let's see if anybody got the balls to call in. Don't type when you can Skype.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Popping all this champagne, popping all this rosé, getting money like Jose, chain cold, Norway, shorty wants that full play, I'm like, no way, gotta rock like Coldplay, chilling it.
OJ. Getting cheese like Green Bay. Call me Aaron Rodgers. Canadian Jose, what's up?
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Good morning. Hey, you know what? This is one of those subjects that just infuriates me, man. The worst thing that ever happened to boxing, in my opinion, man, was that Carl Froch versus George Groves fight, man. Because those guys ended up selling out a big stadium. They got it full. And from there on in, man, every single British boxing fan has come to the party, man. If you just look back at history, man, 5 years ago, every UK guy, 5 years ago, while Robbie was just a little sperm cell inside Stuart Little's nutsack, these guys were all hugging the nuts of all the European Russian fighters, man. Remember that, Ness? They used to suck Kovalev's dick and Triple G, anybody that was European, they'd jump on their sack. And guess what? Every single one of those bums got exposed, man. Every single one of them. And now we got to wait for the UK bums to get exposed too, man. One by one, they will. Eddie's a genius, man. He's stringing this shit out. And the worst part is, we have no choice but to put up with it. So Eddie's going to make Dillian White and Chisora fight. From there, probably White's going to win, because out of both this shit, you know, White stinks a little less than Chisora. So he's going to win. And now that's going to line him up for a fight. He's probably going to fight you know, probably AJ or somebody else, and that's just going to delay the inevitable, man. Eddie Hearn is doing to boxing what the whole Mayweather-Pacquiao thing happened, man. He's just delaying these big fights. And at least PBC gave us great fights in between, man. We got the Broners versus the Maidanas. We got the Khans versus, like, you know, other people. Those fights existed. We're not getting these fights, man. In the heavyweight, Eddie is just picking and choosing because he's able to make money, because the UK fans are so blind and so ignorant, you know, that they're watching these fights and they're celebrating them. The difference is, yes, Wilder's fought shit. Broner's fought shit. All these guys have fought in shitty fighters, but we're not calling in celebrating those fights and trying to convince the world that they're good. We're like, okay, we have no choice because boxing was at a standstill at that time. It was in a stalemate. We were realistic. And I'm just tired of these fucking UK fans trying to tell us that this is a decent fight. These two guys are recycled bombs. They're garbage and they're shit. So stop buying that crap. You guys will see. They'll all get exposed.
Yo, why are you talking over my man? Yo, he calling in here to vent. These other motherfucking commenters, they rather type when they could call in. Let him call. Let him get it off his chest. All the way from Canada.
So anyway, that's
Jose, aka Jose Mayweather.
You know it, baby. And you know what? The truth is the truth, and history repeats itself, guys. And we're going down that rabbit hole again. And I'm just telling you guys will see what happens if Big Baby Miller can beat any of the UK guys, any of them. Wilder can as well. Fucking Ortiz, man. There's not been a fight in the heavyweight division equal to Ortiz versus Wilder, man. There has not been. Anyway, boys.
Hey, Canadian Jose, now you know in order for history to repeat itself, history has to happen. I'm just saying.
All right. Let's go to Brandon in Cincinnati. Talk to us.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What up? Good morning.
Yeah, man, it's going to be hard to go after the last cat, man. He took the words right out of my mouth. Like I said about a week ago, man, the reason why fights like this don't continue to happen is because the UK fans are a bunch of robots. They allow this shit to happen. There's no reason for this fight to be rematched. It was sloppy. It was ugly. Yeah, it was close, but it was a close, ugly-ass, sloppy fight. And to be honest, even if Dillian White wins, he still proves my point if he gets the fight in April. You got knocked the fuck out in, what, 6 rounds the first Anthony Joshua fight. Why do you get knocked out in 6 rounds looking good for maybe a round and a round and a half, justify you getting a rematch in Wembley Stadium? So,
is that the same fighter are you seeing now, though?
What'd you say?
Is that the same fighter you see now? Talking about Dillian White, the guy who fought AJ 16-0 or 14-0?
Chisora's the same fighter. He laid on the fucking ropes.
About White, though, bro. Hold on.
Yeah, but he's in the fight.
Hold on. By that logic, though, I forgot your name. What's your name, bro?
No name.
Michael. By that logic, Mike, Anthony Josh ain't the same fighter that he was back then. He's got better too. So both guys got better. Logic gonna tell you that the same shit gonna happen. He's gonna knock him the fuck out. So
the basketball game that I watch, I never watch him because Logic could tell me that one team is better than another team. Or I never watch any boxing match because I always got an opinion about the match. You watch the fight because you never know what could happen. You watch sports because something always happens in sports that could change everything.
Sure, Mike. Eddie Hearn got a U.S. takeover. Eddie Hearn got a U.S. takeover, and how he plans to do and is putting on this domestic-level fight. Domestic to the U.K.
Yeah.
Thanks, The Zone.
That logic could be cool, Mike, if there wasn't a better fight out there to be made, man.
Thanks, The Zone. Yeah, you're right. Thanks, The Zone. Shit, you would have to fucking go get a legal stream to fucking watch this fight. Now you don't have to.
No. A fight like this, I wouldn't get an illegal stream because I already know the outcome. But there's other fights that The Zone has that I do get and that I would get an illegal stream if I didn't have it. Like Josh Teller versus Blue Chip. That's what I'm happy I'm paying The Zone for.
But in the perfect world for me, guys, what I hope happens is Dillian White wins. Fucking Deontay Wilder wins. Somehow, Turn and Fink will get together and negotiate the Wilder-AJ fight in April. They get it done. And fucking White fights Miller instead of getting the AJ rematch. That's my call.
Man, I want, you know, let me not.
Cass is out here wilding, bro. He said Hearn can take over a preschool playground.
Hearn doing a decent job, Kyle. He is. That shit. He doing a decent job. Idris, talk to me.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a good fight. It's a good card, and it's like one of them things where you know, everyone's doing something already, so why not give it to them?
Luis Ortiz wasn't doing anything.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
I agree 100% with that. That's the fight. That, if I could ask for one fight this year, I swear to you, that would be my top three. For some reason that didn't happen. You can blame Eddie for that.
Let me ask you a real question, though.
I remember someone compared the Khan versus Brook to Maypack Marination. That's not the thing. This is more like, what's it, Victor Ortiz and Brandon Rios. You know, something that just should have happened about 10 years ago, 8 years ago. But now, it's like not everyone wants to see it anymore. It's just a certain market want to see it. Do you got what I'm trying to say? The Mexicans will always shoot.
Bruh. You in the UK trying to use a US analogy. First of all, get the fuck out of here, because don't nobody over here want fucking Victor Ortiz versus Brandon Rios. And guess why? Guess why it hasn't happened? Not even one time. Meanwhile, you comparing it to a fight that's happening two times. Stop,
bro. Let me tell you why I'm comparing it like that right now. Yeah, I swear to you, Mexicans will tune into that just because they feel like they've been ripped off. They'll watch it completely. The rest of the world don't give a shit. Like Amir Khan, there's a lot of people that won't give a shit about Khan Brook anymore than when it did before, except the Brits. It's the certain markets will always create some sort of demand for something that the rest of the world don't want. And I think certain promoters are taking advantage of these situations and stuff, and letting things, you know, they don't care about marination because of stuff like that. But I'm telling you now, a lot of people, Rios and Victor Ortiz still makes a lot for the Mexicans. Means a lot to them. Do you know what I mean? Where I wouldn't give a shit.
Hey, bro, hold on real quick. You said it was a real good card. Who's all on the card? I didn't see, like, the card posted.
He lying. From the UK, they didn't announce the undercard.
You said card.
Yeah, you said card. Now, okay, card.
Fucking hell, mate. Do you want to fucking put me in the court?
Hell yeah, we fucking Jesus dissecting Christ. Every
y'all hold us to our
Idris, every single word you say, we gonna dissect.
What about your words? What about your words? You said worse things,
doggy. I'm allowed to contradict myself. I'm the host. Of course, because there's a different version of Ness every show. You know what I'm saying? Hey, per topic.
What about that promo for the card? What's it? The fight.
Man, that shit was trash. It took forever to start.
Shit was all dark in the beginning.
That shit got me hyped. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Gotcha hype. Yeah, because guess what? Guess what, Idris? Guess why you're hype?
You're a sheep.
Why are you?
I know what he's gonna. I already know.
He comes on here. Hey, yo, listen to me. You come on here and you literally tell us, no, you're right. I agree with you. If there's a fight I can ask for, it's Luis Ortiz versus Dillian White. But then in the same breath, you say, yo, you seen the promo? It's got me hyped.
Yeah, but then what do you want people to do? Sit around.
Are you dumb?
What's Danny Garcia doing right now?
You need to become a boomerang to talk after your 3 minutes, but Danny Garcia sitting around.
Got to become a fucking boomeranger.
Yo, Danny Garcia sitting around waiting for a March date, and Danny Garcia is universally, globally, internationally more known than both of these fucking guys. You know, a more disrespectful version of me would have said both of these cans, but I'm being respectful today. Let's go out to Dominic in Seattle.
What up, Dominic?
Yo, what's up? Yo, what's up, y'all? What's up? I knew this was going to happen, that he was going to duck something big like this and go with Chris Chisora. If he would have went with Dominic Brazil, that would have made the winner mandatory. So I see why they did this business plan. Once again, Eddie Hearn, pulling out those cards that only businessmen do. No fight fans or someone who wants to see a real big fight would do. I don't know. This is starting to become, you know, everyday thing with DAZN. I'm not disrespecting DAZN. I like it. I like the fact that I can watch, and there's two big fights on one big day with one bunch of fights. I just don't like seeing a bunch of cherry picking to make money. Like, let's see a big fight. Let's see some U.S. people fight dealing away, you know? They're fighting all the stable people. You know, let's see a big fight with Luis Ortiz. Give him a shot before he's 50 years old. And that's my call.
Dominic, thanks for calling in all the way in Seattle. So let's go to some super chats. We got some super chat love, or is it?
Say what?
Larry Merchant, didn't Wilder rematch Stiverne?
Bro, I read that one.
Fuck is he? Jack the Truth says, what Wilder do when Miller said he smashed his missus? So you just gonna smile? You ain't gonna answer?
I thought he was talking to you.
Oh, you think he's talking to me? Because I got the answer.
I mean, he.
I'm just trying to see. To be honest, I'm trying to see how witty Mike is. I got my answer. You want me to go first?
Nah, he made the motherfucking G call. 50. Put that shit down. 50. Put it down.
So that's your answer. All right.
Thank God
that Wilder has me as a friend and not just you.
I'm saying when they see him, man, I pretty much like when they see him.
Anyway, so here's the reason, right? So he says, we'll go back to the super chat. Jack is the truth. And Jack, shout out to you for a good comment. He says, what Wilder do when Miller said he smashed his missus? Now, this is a direct statement at me, Mike, because I always say, what is AJ doing when Big Baby Miller saying he want to take out his mom? What is AJ doing when Wilder's calling him a pussy? So this is obviously directed at me. So here's my version, or what I believe is going on, right? And it's documented, all right? I've already dug in to Big Baby on this subject, the way that I dig in to everyone. Mm-hmm. Why? Because my name is Ness, and I'm the best, and really, I don't care. So when I sit you in front of my camera, like, the truth, it has to come out. So I asked Wilder, yo, what's the deal? Why Big Baby always talking greasy and he be talking about your shorty? And did he really date her? And he's like, nah, this is all coming from the time I sent them to the hospital. I beat him up so bad in sparring because he was talking greasy. He then said he got dehydrated. First of all, you're a heavyweight. How are you dehydrated? So I interviewed Big Baby like, bruh, what's up? You talking greasy about the dude's girl, but he's saying it all started after he sent you to the hospital. Did you go to the hospital? Nah, he lying. No. Did you go to the hospital? I mean, yeah, I went to the hospital, but it ain't because what Wilder said. What you mean you went to the hospital, but it ain't because what Wilder said? Why'd you go to the hospital then? No, it's Alabama. It was hot. It was the summer. We sparred. I just got off the airplane. He hit me. I had to go to the hospital. So wait, it was because of sparring. I'm just saying. The truth is the truth. All you got to do is go to youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice, type in Big Baby, and look for all of my interviews with him.
Now, I thought you were referring to the latest incident.
It wouldn't matter what incident I'm referring to. Whenever you talk about what I'm saying is talking to the girl came from the sparring session, which dates back numerous years.
Okay.
Those interviews, like, this is not new, me interviewing Big Baby. You're going to see me talking to him in Gleason's gym maybe 2 years ago. Like, this is old. This is just sheep needing something to grab onto. But don't worry. Follow, for I am your shepherd and not Eddie Hearn.
The fuck's going on here?
Wait, Mike, because I got more. I know you want to get to the next one. So do I. But I got a great answer for the next one, too. Christian Morris on a super chat says, I didn't buy my 4K TV to watch sports on my phone. First of all, I question.
How smart are you?
Did he,
did he really buy a 4K TV? Because I'm saying last time I checked, 4K TVs have applications on them.
All of them.
Sir, don't be so absurd. You don't need your phone. DAZN has an app right on your TV. You just need internet. But I'm glad I can help.
And bro, if you just really want to go old school, shit, bring it up on the damn website, stick a HDMI cord in that bitch, and you rocking. You're rocking. It's easy. Don't come
now,
over.
If I ever come over anyone's house and they have their laptop connected to the television via HDMI, I might just smack you.
Why would you smack me?
Because there's no reason you should be doing that at this day and age. All televisions, Chrome. You could go as far as getting a Chromecast for like $19 on Amazon and stream from your laptop to your TV and cut the cord, Papa.
Why would I do that when I can just get a cord that I got?
Well, then I'll just Instagram your shit. His shit probably all, his laptop all on top of his speaker and shit because the HDMI cable don't reach.
Right on top of my little
whatever, TV. Bro. Everybody should have their TV on the one.
Judge me, nigga.
I'm judging everybody today. I'm judging everybody today.
The table downstairs so you can see his cords, but he still got cords and shit, though. Anyway.
What? What, I ain't got no cords. My shit's in the wall, and you know it. You a slow.
It was some cords down, like at the bottom, but they were behind that little grace thing.
You know what? We're going to next super chat. Will Riggs says, "Chances are, White Chisora will be more fireworks and action than Wilder Fury. You know they're gonna bring it from round one. They deserve some respect."
Who?
White Chisora.
Look here, bro. You motherfuckers ain't showing no. These two guys are gonna go in there and fucking slobber it out, and I like that slobber knock. I love it, but I like seeing some kind of skill too. Hit, not get hit. You know what I'm saying? One punch power. Cause the last fight, these guys were just hitting each other a whole 12 rounds. I was like, damn, is somebody gonna knock somebody out?
The next super chat comes from Computer Architecture. He says, support boxing and invest in. I wonder if he's saying ducking or like trying to say DAZN, you know, like DAZN, like people are on there to duck. Read it. You read it then. Why is that a ZN after the K?
That's what he means.
Yeah, that's what he means. DAZN. Laughing my ass off. So shout out to you for being so fucking creative and witty there, buddy. That was pretty cool. You know, I got people in the super chat trying to say that I didn't create the sheep. Anytime you got to tell me that I didn't create something, that means you didn't create it, Papa.
I mean, technically, not like universally, but like when it comes to this boxing shit, yeah, you did.
Let me get that lighter. I mean, look, we wouldn't really know, and we wouldn't really care. It's just a term we're going to continue to use around here, you know? So hate all you like. We got another caller, but go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, get your sheep shirts coming soon.
Oh, yeah, you are getting sheep shirts. They're coming to the boxingvoice.com/store, which you can get the sale on Black Friday. Too bad I don't remember the code, but I know you could get 15% off if you use all sale as the code, but there's an 18% off that Mike would have known had he posted it.
Bro, this shit bookmarked. You feel me?
Oh, he got it bookmarked. He got it bookmarked. We're going to Brandon, North Carolina in the meantime. Brandon, what up?
Yo, let me get an extra large sheep shirt, please. North Carolina. Yo, Mike, appreciate you for having a voice of reason. This fight is about money, man. You know, Dillian White want to get him a couple more bucks before he start taking some heavier fights. Chisora is at the end of his career. He want to get a couple of dollars too. That's all it's about. You cannot call for Ortiz and Wilder fight if you can't have that. That's being very contradicting because we already know what Ortiz is going to show up to Wilder fight. He's going to have diabetes and he's going to pass out in the seventh round or eighth round again or ninth round, whatever it was. It's going to be the same fight. But Ness, you said that's going to be a pay-per-view next if they don't have the AJ fight. So how can you support that if you can't support this?
Bro, he got his headphones off, so he ain't hear nothing you said. But I feel with him, though.
He don't want to hear the sheep talk.
You know, man, Ness sometimes he just uses arguments for the sake. I mean, uses points for the sake of his argument.
For his narrative.
Exactly. That's why we call him a narrativeness. And he now you can ask him that question. Well, he about to, never mind. I don't know what the fuck he got doing. Talking to somebody else. Now. Damn, Ness, put your fucking headphones on, cuz. But anyway, man. So do you think White was ducking Chisora? I mean, White ducking Ortiz?
Well, didn't Ortiz already sign the deal to fight on the Wilder fight anyway? That was already in play. That's why he has a 3-fight deal with the Zone next.
But that was
it. Would have been
Nah. Listen, Poppy. He definitely wanted to fight December 22nd. When he offered the Wilder December 1st, Dillian responded, "Nah, come fight on my car." He said, "Okay." His manager tells me
what's behind the scenes
is his manager tells me that they received a 3-fight deal not named Dillian White.
Yeah, because they already got plans for Dillian White and all that. But
it's obvious then.
That's a duck, but you gonna get mad at this man trying to get some money though? This is a pay per view fight for him that he's headlining. That he's going to him and Chisora is going to
do. You got the zone? Do you got the zone, Brandon?
Absolutely, I do. It's on my TV and my
phone.
Good.
All right. Well, hey, listen. You are the zone subscriber. My answer don't even matter because what matters is that you are the zone subscriber. No, let me tell you. You are the zone subscriber and you are satisfied. That is fine. You are. There's still a contingency of us that aren't. We are not, but you are. And as a DAZN subscriber for $10 a month, again, I say this is not bad as part of your monthly subscription. But as a UK fan paying $25 for this shit, I would be furious. And I'm actually furious because as an American fan, I wanted Luis Ortiz, Dillian White, not this shit. So this bothers me. You know what I'm saying? Joshua, New Orleans, talk to me.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, sir.
Driving, I'm pulling over to meet the home.
Ah, yeah, shout out to the drivers.
All right, hey, run that soundbite for me. I want to hear that one more time. The sheet soundbite with Eddie Horn verse on it.
What's going on here?
Yeah, that's for all the UK callers. That's pretty much what they do. It's like they take anything that they heard put out there and they just run with it. I don't understand UK. They're probably not going to be mad about the paying the $25 for it. But that's what they used to. They never had the top fighters. I mean, they had Lennox Lewis. They had Vladimir, now they got Anthony Joshua, but so they always been limited when it come down to talent and putting on good fights. So they used to guys fighting bums, so they comfortable with it. Dillian White, the best thing that ever happened to Dillian White was being promoted by Eddie Hearn. If Eddie Hearn was never in no affiliation with Dillian White, we wouldn't be talking about him. Dillian White only has success today because he got knocked out by Anthony Joshua. And Eddie Hearn still, the type of promoter he is, promotes him. And for some reason, they linking him to Deontay Wilder. And Deontay Wilder just so afraid of Dillian White and all that bullshit and stuff like that. I mean, I don't have too much on this call. I really don't like talking about Dillian White.
Well, hold on. For you leading, the biggest question is, do you think White is ducking Ortiz? Point blank, period.
Yes, he's. They all, Anthony Joshua and Dillian White are ducking Luis Ortiz.
Why you say Anthony Joshua?
Anthony Joshua been ducking Luis Ortiz. When the first time Luis Ortiz got signed with Matrim, I knew that what Eddie Hearns was doing. Eddie Hearns was trying to keep Luis Ortiz
away from Anthony Joshua. Then when Luis Ortiz failed that drug test, they used that as a way to make AJ not. I mean, they used that as a way so Anthony Joshua will never have to fight him. And so that's what happened with Deontay Wilder. Had to pick up Anthony Joshua's sloppy seconds and do what he needed to do. But he never planned on Anthony Joshua fighting Luis Ortiz. And if he's not going to put Anthony Joshua in there, he damn sure ain't going to put Dillian White bum ass in there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's my call.
All right, man. Thank you for your call, homie.
Joshua, thank you for calling in, my friend Mike. Another one.
And we will be back later on today with the
announcement show, ladies and gentlemen. This was only an announcement show, and Mike is absolutely correct. We will be back later on this afternoon for our regularly scheduled flagship show, where we will touch on not only Chisora White, but everything under the sun having to do with boxing. Let's see what our top four topics are, right? Because we always put four top topics, then news and notes. So let's see who makes the cut. If you enjoyed the show, hit the thumbs up. If you're an avid boxing fan, hit the thumbs up. If you're a true boxing fan, hit the thumbs up. If you're a sheep, you know, hit that thumbs down. Whatever. Sheep never sleep. They just bah all night. I'm your host, Nestor Gets. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Mike.
Follow me on IG at Gross1911 or on Twitter at Gross2312. Dillian White, Derek Chisora. Good fight, good fight. One of these guys, one of these big name heavyweights going to have to get back in the ring with Ortiz. It just can't be Wilder. So, let's go.
Do say.